Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we read Surah Al-Fatiha, and we will learn the meaning of the vocabulary of the words of Surah Al-Fatiha. Then, inshallah, if we have more time, we will continue the explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha, as we clarify in the previous class that it is Surah Al-Fatiha actually is the greatest surah in the Quran, because it contains the meaning of all the Quran, which is the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship, in his worship, and in his names and attributes. And because of that, we have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah of our prayer. So Surah Al-Fatiha is recited basically 17 times per day. Okay? And in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we will just recite it now, we will get 1,410 good deeds. Every time you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, you get 1,410 good deeds, inshallah. So let us read Surah Al-Fatiha together. Okay? And then, inshallah, I will clarify to you the words one by one. A'udhu billahi
minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Now we have to know that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the first ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? So, you know, I didn't put it here, but I will tell you. This B is in. Okay? We have B before, you can add it to the paper. B in. Okay? And the letter B means in. Okay? So you add ba equals to in. Bis is in the name. So the word bis is in the name. In the name. Okay? So bis is in the name. So now we will say, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it means in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Okay, now we will repeat it one word by one word. So number one, we will say bis in the name.
Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name. Bis in the name.
Okay, one by one.
Bis in the name.
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 So bis is in the name. Allah, we know Allah. Okay. Ar-Rahman, the beneficent. Okay. So we say 10 times.
Ar-Rahman, beneficent. Ar-Rahman, the 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 beneficent.
Also, there is another, another translation. They said Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. Okay, so it is this. You can write also the most gracious. Okay. So we can use the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay? The most gracious. Instead of the beneficent, you can write the most gracious. Okay, the most gracious. The most merciful. And Ar-Rahim, the most gracious. Okay? So we can say Ar-Rahman, the most gracious.
Ar-Rahman the most gracious.
Okay, one by one.
Ar-Rahman the most gracious.
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 Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful. Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim the most merciful.
Okay, so we'll say together,
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In
the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful,
the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Okay. The second ayah, Alhamdu. Alhamdu is a word only used to Allah. All praise. When you say all praise is only to Allah. You can say to any human being all thanks, but praise is to Allah only. So Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise. Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdu, all praise.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is 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 to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah.
Okay. Rabb. We have Rabb before Rabb, Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know Rabb. Al-Alameen, mankind. So Rabb al-Alameen will be Lord of mankind. So now we know two words. Rabb, we know it before. So we learn Al-Alameen. Let us repeat Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind. Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Al-Alameen, mankind.
Okay, so now we will say, Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind. Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Rabb al-Alameen, Lord of mankind.
Okay, so now Alhamdulillah, Rabb al-Alameen, all praise is to Allah, Lord of mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, Lord of mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise to Allah, the Lord of mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of the mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praises to Allah, the Lord of mankind.
Okay, now we'll move to the next. Ar-Rahman, we learn Ar-Rahman now, okay? Mm-hmm. The most gracious, okay? Ar-Rahim, we learn it also, the most merciful. So Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, here, verses number 3, Shadith, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Yes.
Okay, the most gracious, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, most gracious, most merciful. The most gracious, the most merciful. O Rahman ur Rahim, the most gracious, most merciful. O Rahman ur Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. O Rahman ur Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. O Rahman ur Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. O Rahman ur Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Okay, so we move to the ayah number 4. Malik, okay, we have Malik before. Okay, what king. Is king? Okay, so we know Malik is king. Okay, we have it before. Yawm?
Day.
Okay, so we have Malik before and Yawm before. But let us learn today Yawm al-Din. Yawm al-Din is the day of judgment. Okay, whenever you read in the Quran, Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. So now we will repeat, Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment.
Iyaka, okay. Now, Iyaka, you alone.
Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone. Iyaka, you alone.
Okay. Now, okay. Say Iyaka.
Iyaka, you alone.
Okay.
Iyaka, you alone.
Because you know, Iyaka is repeated twice in the same ayah. Now we are about, alhamdulillah, to finish ayah number 5. Okay? You have Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. So you have Iyaka twice. Iyaka, you alone. Okay? Iyaka.
Iyaka, you alone.
Iyaka, you alone.
Iyaka, you alone.
Iyaka, you alone.
Iyaka.
Daniel. Okay. Iyaka, خلاص that's okay.
Iyaka, you alone.
Okay. Na'budu, okay. It is from the verb abada. Abada is to worship. So na'budu, we worship. Okay. Abada is the verb. Okay. The verb means to worship. Okay. The noon is we. Okay, it is clear in the paper. So we worship. You alone, we worship. Okay? So na'budu, we worship. Yalla, 10 times.
Na'budu, we worship. 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 Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Na'budu, we worship.
Where and, okay? You know, where and. Iyaka, you alone. Okay? Nasta'in, nasta'in is from the verb a'ana. I want you to know the verb, the original verb. Okay? A'ana is to ask for help. It is clear? And the noon at the beginning is we. So we ask for help. You alone, we ask for help.
Okay, so nasta'ina, okay, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help. Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Nasta'ina, we ask for help.
Okay, so now we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'ina, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Okay?
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we ask, we worship. You alone we ask for help. You نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we ask for worship. You alone we ask for help. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
Now in ayah number 6, it started with ihdina, okay? Now, when you have ihd, alif ihda, okay, this is the verb, okay? Then na is we, okay? So whenever you have na is we, okay, clear?
Yes.
So ihdina is to guide us. The verb ihdina is from the verb hada, hidayah, guidance, hoda. Okay, this is the guidance or to guide. Okay, so the verb hoda or yahdi, okay, alif heh dal is related to the guide. Okay, and na is us. So ihdina guide us. Okay, Shadida,
ihdina guide us. Ihdina guide us. Ihdina guide us. Ihdina guide us. إهدنا 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 guide us.
Okay, so
إهدنا guide us.
Ihdina 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 guide us.
Okay,
اهدنا اوكي الصراط الصراط is the path اوكي الصراط the path go ahead
Asirat the path. 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 Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Asirat the path.
Okay.
Al-mustaqim straight. 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 Al-mustaqim straight.
Okay, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on
the straight path.
Is that on?
Guide us to the straight path.
Guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim,
guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path.
So now, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. What is the straight path? Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying. It is the path of those whom, it is the path on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray, without clarifying anything. Okay? So now we will say, the sirat, what is the meaning of sirat? The path. Okay? Sirat, the path. Okay? Alladhina, alladhina, those. Alladhina, those. You will start.
Alladhina, those. 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 Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those.
Alladhina, those. An'amta, an'amta again. You see, I want you to know that the tih at the end is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta is you. Okay? So an'ama grant. Okay? So an'amta you grant. An'amta you grant.
An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant. An'amta you grant.
An'amta, actually you grant your an'amta is, you know, you grant, but what you grant? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his grace. Okay, so it is the meaning, you grant your grace. Okay, this is the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting, is his grace, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows is his grace. Okay, so this is the part of the meaning of the verb. When you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what he grants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his grace and bestows his grace. Okay? So we will say it is the path of those on whom you bestowed your grace. Okay? Let us make it you bestowed your grace. Okay? So an'amta, it can be you, because I have here, you know, the meaning of the Quran. This is the best translation of the Quran. Okay, so it is, you have bestowed your grace, or you have granted your grace. Okay, so you will say, an'amta, grant your grace. Okay, well, let us make it like this. An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace. An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace.
An'amta, grant your grace. So now, sirat al-lazina an'amta, it is the path of those whom you grant your grace. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim, okay, the path of those whom you grant your grace. Okay, so sirata, it is the path al-lazina, those an'amta alayhim, you grant your grace. Okay, so it is the path of those you grant your grace. Grace. Okay? Say Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, then say okay?
Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those who grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace.
Okay, one by one.
Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace.
Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace.
Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those you grant your grace.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you grant your grace. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. غير not. Not. غير not.
غير not.
Ghair not, ghair not, ghair not, ghair not, ghair not, ghair not.
Ghair not, okay, this is easy, ghair not. Al-maghdubi, okay, al-maghdub is from verb ghadaba, okay, ghadiba, okay, ghadiba is to earn your anger, okay, ghadiba. Okay, now I can say to Yot, you earn my anger. You make me angry. Okay, you earn the anger or you make me angry. Okay, this is them. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, it will be to earn your anger because He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot say about Allah, you make Allah angry. Okay, because this is not, you know, He is not like us and no one is like Him. So just when you use the anger related to Allah, it will be to earn your anger. So al-maghdubi, okay, al-maghdubi alayhim, alayhim those, okay? So al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. So we'll say al-maghdubi alayhim, not, ghair is not, okay? So ghair is not, al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. So it is not the path, the meaning, it is not the path of those who earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? Or those whom they went astray. So now غير is not. المغضوب, المغضوب, okay, those who earn your anger. المغضوب, those who earn the anger. عليهم, sorry, عليهم is those. I need to clarify to you one word by one. عليهم those, okay? I want you to write it in the paper. عليهم those. عليهم those. عليهم those.
So it's like
الذين? Yes. Yes, but it is different where you put it in the Arabic words, you know. So now alayhim is those. So al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Okay? So not those who earn your anger. So alayhim is those. Okay? So now we will say alayhim those.
Alayhim those. Alayhim those. Alayhim those. Alayhim those, alayhim those, alayhim those, alayhim those, alayhim those, alayhim those. Alayhim those.
Alayhim
those.
Alayhim
those.
Alayhim
those.
Alayhim
those.
Alayhim those.
Alayhim those.
Alayhim those.
Al-Maghdub. Who earn your anger? Let us make it, you know, al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Okay? To know it, because al-maghdubi alayhim is two words, but it has one meaning. Okay? Those who earn your anger. So we'll say al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger. Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-maghdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-Mahdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-Mahdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Al-Mahdubi alayhim, those who earn your anger.
Okay. Where means what? Where and, okay? La-Nur. 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 No. Okay, let us say, La, Lord. In this ayah, you know, in this, actually, La is always not, whatever negative, okay? So, not or nor have the same meaning, okay? Because now you are mentioning two kinds of people. So, here, La is nor, okay? Those who earn your anger, nor those, okay, whom they went astray. Ad-Dallin, okay? You have to know what is the meaning of Ad-Dalala. You know, Ad-Dallina, it's from as I write for you down, or I wrote Dalla. The last word in the page down on the left side is Dalla. This is the verb, okay? Dalla means to go astray. I want you to know the verb. Because you will see someone who is not praying, you will say, this one, Dalla. Okay, he went astray. So Dalla, Yadallo, Dalala, Dallin. It has a lot, you know, of variations from the same verb, which is dalla, to go astray. So we need to know dalla, to as we learn hada, to guide, okay, dalla, to go astray. This is the opposite verb. Someone, Allah guide him, okay, so Allah hada. Okay, someone, he went astray, Allah adallahu. So this is hada, and this is dalla. So hada, let us repeat, hada, to guide.
Hada
to go astray.
Hada to guide. Dalla to go astray. Hada to guide. Dalla to go astray. Hala to guide. Dalla to go astray. Hada 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 to guide. Dalla to go astray.
So Ad-Dallin, those who went astray.
Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray. Ad-Dallin, those who went astray.
Ad-Dallin,
those who went astray.
Ad-Dallin, those who went astray.
Very good. Now we want to say the meaning of verses number 7 as one sentence, okay? In Arabic it is صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying what is the straight path. Okay, it is the straight path, is the path of whom you grant, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you grant them, you grant your grace on them. You said to grant your grace on them. Okay, and it, your grant, okay, and it is not of those, the other two paths, you know, whom they either went astray or Allah, okay, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that there are three paths. One, the straight path of those whom they earn or they grant the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path is not the path of the other two people. Whom they are the other two people? The other two people are the people whom they went astray or whom they earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so in this ayah, Allah is clarifying the three paths in this life. Okay, so now we will say, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom, what we say?
Went astray.
The path of those you grant your grace.
Okay, let us say, yes, this is very good. Not continue with the meaning. Okay.
Not those who earn your anger and nor those who went astray.
Very good. Can you say it like this? Okay, and they will say with you. Okay, so now let us say it in Arabic. Let us say it in Arabic and then in English. Okay, let us read.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray.
Okay.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray. Sirat al-ladhina anamta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray.
Okay, so now we'll start one verses one by one. We'll start from the first ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. We'll say it in Arabic and then in English. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah,
the most gracious and most merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious and most merciful.
Now we will say second ayah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind.
All praise is to Allah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of the mankind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is to Allah, the Lord of mankind. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
The most gracious, the most merciful.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful.
Maliki
Yawmiddin.
So Malik be the owner, okay? So we'll say Malik is owner. So Malik Yawm al-Din, we will say Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment.
Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment. Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment. Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment. Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment. Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment.
Okay,
Iyaka, let us say together. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in.
You alone we worship,
you alone we ask for help. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Iyyaka Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us through the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path.
Number 7 ba. Sirat al-Ladin.
Sirat al-Ladin anamta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray. Sirat al-Ladin anamta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The path of those you grant your grace, not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray. Sirat al-Ladin anamta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The path of those who grant your grace, and not those who earn your anger, and nor those who went astray.
Okay, so let us read it once in Arabic so that we finish Alhamdulillah together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
صدق الله العظيم. جزاكم الله خير sisters. May Allah reward you for every letter you recorded for the sake of other Muslims to learn. This is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not recording for any benefit. No one is getting any benefit. Actually, we are paying to record. Okay, but Alhamdulillah, we are doing this for the sake of Allah. And there are other Muslims now, I have to mention to you now, when you open the website, Alhamdulillah, you find people from Germany, people from France, people from Egypt, people from United Arab Emirates, people from England. All, Alhamdulillah, non-Arabic speaking are getting the benefit from your recording. So when you record with the intention that this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever anyone will listen, you will be rewarded. So have the good intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help others so that Allah will help you. Alhamdulillah, you have this opportunity to come to the masjid and to learn together. There are others in many places, they don't have the opportunity to have this paper and to have a group to repeat with you, because this is the best way to learn the Quran, is to have a group of sisters and you repeat together. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us this opportunity, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah after the month of Ramadan we will keep on learning the Quran and the meaning of the Quran the same way inshallah, until inshallah after 6 months to 1 year inshallah you will see where you will be, and others whom they are not convinced with this way where they will be.